In Indonesia, there's been a positive response to the news of a leadership change in Australia. A spokesman for the Foreign Ministry says the Indonesian government has congratulated Malcolm Turnbull and stands ready to work with the new government to continue to strengthen relations. Our Indonesia correspondent Samantha Hawley filed this report from the Indonesian capital.
During Mr. Abbott's time as leader, the spying row, controversy over boat turnbacks and the execution of the Bali Nine duo saw the diplomatic relationship plummet to what many described as an all-time low. Evi Frutani is the head of the International Relations Department at the University of Jakarta. She says leadership change provides an opportunity.
Because of the personality of the Michael Turnbull itself, I think he is a more sensible person who we can talk with.
She believes Tony Abbott's approach didn't suit Indonesia's style and his language was too harsh.
At least we think we will deal more communicatively and maybe in a better situation and better environment with this kind of leader.
Endi Bayuni, a senior editor at the Jakarta Post, says it could be a positive change for the troubled diplomatic ties.
Any change at this stage will probably have a better chance of the two countries patching up the differences and actually at least start talking again.
He says Tony Abbott's approach and response to revelations Australia spied on the former president Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and his wife to boat turnbacks and the Bali Nine executions didn't go down well among Indonesians.
A change in the Australian leadership hopefully would make things better.
People on the streets in Jakarta seem to agree a new Australian Prime Minister could turn things around.
Yeah, I think it's a good chance. The new Prime Minister will will create a good relationship with Indonesia.
I hope it will be better, this woman says. The last time, Tony Abbott spoke of returning the tsunami aid. He was not a good leader. A statement from the Foreign Ministry says the Indonesian government has congratulated Malcolm Turnbull and it hopes to strengthen relations based on mutual respect and mutual benefits. This is Samantha Hawley in Jakarta reporting for AM.